This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the weather like again?
I think we got about 63 degrees right now. Yep, still 63.
I'll take half your heat. Yeah, because we're down to 50. It's going to go into the 40s tonight, and we've been playing around with some rain. I don't know if we're going to get any more or not, but oh well. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a lot of things going on right now. We need to tell everybody, in case you haven't been paying attention, we have a trade deficit with the People's Republic of China. And back in 2021, the numbers are now in. What do you think the numbers are, Kyle? Take a guess.
Well, it's incredibly high. It's, what, trillions of dollars, basically?
Billions.
Billions, okay.
It's $355.3 billion, marking the 10th straight year the U.S. trade deficit with China has topped $300 billion.
This is really something. And, you know, Captain, you can't help but think back to when President Trump came into office. And, you know, he was almost roundly criticized for his comments on China. You know, he even met with President Xi back then as well. But President Trump was pretty adamant that something was horribly wrong with our trade deficit.
We have got to get our stuff back over here, especially our pharmaceuticals.
No kidding.
We cannot trust the Chinese.
Well, what we've seen, Captain, over the last 2 years, of course, with COVID, but also now what we're seeing even with the Olympics, we're just, everything's on display with China right now. And people, I think, will hearken back to the more tough approach that President Trump represented than what we see now, of course, with the Biden administration. There's some lip service going on there, but the connections with China – you know, getting into the Bidens and what Hunter Biden was doing and all that stuff is starting to percolate now to the surface. And I think people's attitude towards what our business relationship with China is, in addition to the human rights issues, which should be also be front and center, we should never let that fall to the wayside. I think the whole package is bad for China at this point.
Now, the DHS Secretary Mayorkas and the NFL and law enforcement community is now providing a massive overview of the public safety plans for the Super Bowl there in your neighborhood, Los Angeles, California. What can you tell us about what you know is going on?
Well, of course, we know, Captain, that there are going to be literally hundreds of officers, number one, that are going to be patrolling the area, be online for the Super Bowl as we build up over these next few days. We know we have a lot of air support, as it were, from law enforcement as well. The area around SoFi Stadium and Inglewood, they have been really bumping that up. They're being very, very careful because probably apart from the Olympics, this kind of event, the Super Bowl, is a major, major event which unfortunately becomes a target to some degree. And so working with state, local, and federal agencies, of course, they're trying to make it as safe as possible.
Now, reports of Capitol Police surveilling lawmakers and visitors is raising alarms. I saw an interview with a congressman who said that they came to his office and they asked a bunch of questions and they wanted to see some files, and the person that was there would not let them see them. And then the Capitol Police raised a big stink about it, but they never did get a chance to see the files, even though in some other offices they did, because they intimidated the people that were there.
Well, right. One of the most distasteful things for Americans is the idea that somebody somewhere can have a private police force, as it were, you know, in order to achieve their political ends or be able to manipulate the authority in order to come and do something to you politically, get something on you, hold something over your head, or even fabricate something. It's very, very distasteful, and the more light that shines on this, the better.
By the way, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, they were going after her for not wearing masks at an event that she was at with a bunch of children. And she says, oh, no, I just took it off for the picture. But they got pictures of her all over the event, during the whole event, not wearing a mask, not even once.
We'll tell her to call up Gil Garcetti. He'll have some advice for her.
You got it. Hold that thought. Pete, folks, you're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
All righty, don't miss that. Colonel Wright will be here. We've got a lot of great things we'll be talking about there. And we're going to just lay our cards out on the table and let you decide. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, they gave me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. Try the three-week quick start for $19.95. See what the Relief Factor product will do for you. And maybe it'll do for you what it did for me. And that is control the pain and the swelling and the suffering that I was having with some of the problems that I've got. And it simply worked. Now, the best part about it is it's not narcotics. It's totally drug-free. And that's what I like about it. They've also got other health products over there on the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and see what they can do for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the U.S. has approved $100 million in an upgrade for the Patriot missile defense system that they have in Taiwan. That's significant.
It really is significant, Captain, with everything that's going on. Certainly the talk by mainland China saying that, you know, essentially they want to, you know, reunify at some point, I guess is the term they're using, to unify Taiwan. Obviously, the tensions are very high. And obviously, this is already creating an issue with the communist Chinese government, with these missile defense systems that are being upgraded, basically. So, right, we're continuing to watch this very closely.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any different over there near the Ukraine, Russian warships reportedly are on the move for naval drills. They've been working there. There's over 100 ships, Russian warships, that have been working together with members of the Belarus Navy, members of the Crimean Navy, if you will. I don't know how adept they are, but they're out there playing around.
Well, they are. And, you know, Captain, I suppose at the top level, you could think about Vladimir Putin. What does he really want? What is he really going to do? What is his calculus in all of this in terms of ever starting something for real against Ukraine, which would entail, of course, going across the border. So that's one aspect of this. The other aspect is you have all these troops that are in that area, but also now what you're mentioning about the naval ships, they get in too close proximity with the United States, for example. Something can happen. There can be a mistake that's made. Something else, just unforeseen, that could draw the two sides into a conflict. And that's one of the things that I think is also very high up on the list of things to be concerned about, because that might be out of our hands, different than the high level, what does Putin really want?
Yeah. Now, I don't know who this is, but The View's Sonny Hostin, one of their co-hosts there, drastically overstated a percentage of COVID deaths amongst younger people. And they do this all the time, and nobody catches them on it. Well, we caught them, and we know about it, and we're putting it out there.
Well, that's right. I think she said basically she didn't want to take a chance with her kid. I think they're talking about vaccinating. I don't want my kid, she says, to be part of the 1% that is intubated and dies because we don't give her a vaccine. But she's way off. That's not 1%.
No.
Of that at all. In fact, people that are dying that are under 17 from COVID-19, that percentage is way less than that, basically.
Yeah, it's like a tenth of a percent.
Right, right. But, and it's unfortunate because, especially when it comes to something as important as this, to misstate, you know, that sounds like misinformation, doesn't it? Even though it may be just a mistake, but it needs to be corrected on The View, I would think. But also, Captain, to some degree, there's a lot of drama that continues with this. And I think people are past the drama. They want the facts. And if the facts are misstated, then it's a disservice.
You mean they want a Jack Webb moment?
But just the facts, ma'am.
Nothing but the facts, ma'am.
That's right.
Nothing,
it's a dragnet. It's that's right. And but I'm telling you, you know, people they don't want these dramatic stories. They want to be able to live their lives. They're tired of other people trying to make decisions for them. And that's why I think, Captain, mm-hmm. we're just going to start seeing a lot of these restrictions being lifted, because it's just not viable anymore.
Now, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, twice refused to say whether or not the Biden administration is considering encouraging any more oil production in the U.S., instead implying that there's no need because America is already a clean energy superpower.
Well, you know, Captain, if you allow me one little moment of levity here on this, I think, you know, that's right. We're the clean energy superpower, all right. And when Putin sees us coming with our electric tanks, you know, he's going to turn around and run away. You know, it's just this.
He's going to jam them.
Right.
They have the capability to be able to jam anything electric.
That's right, EMP or something
yep.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. But, of course, the whole notion of drilling for oil, is anathema to them. It's like, it's an accursed thing. They just, it cannot be done. It cannot be said
uh-huh.
because you're going to continue. It's going to make climate change worse, or it's all these different things. So I don't know. Maybe I'm onto something.
Yeah.
Somebody in the Biden administration might have just said, electric mm-hmm. tanks? Really?
Well, I'm onto something here. I'm going to take you back in time, and we're going to listen to the little one, little Dr. Fauci, and listen to him contradict himself. But here we go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really
no.
closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
You did hear that, right?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you said how times have changed, right, for Dr. Fauci.
Well, it was on again, off again, on again,
three. Yeah,
off
two
again.
Or three.
Yeah, two or three masks, off again. So, again, the guy, and worse, Jeff, when you need him, right, the guy's a quack.
Well, but the politics, you can see from that very beginning, the genesis of that statement right there, you can see where the politics, you know, you could draw a map with it, you know, after that statement, basically.
Mm. Yeah.
And suddenly it became masks were the big thing now.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's because they had stock money in there. Now, the Hakeem Jeffries, a Democratic, possibly next Speaker of the House after Nancy Pelosi, has torched the RNC for censuring not only Liz Cheney, but also Adam Kinzinger, and calling the RNC a cult.
Well, you know, that's...
He ought to know.
Yeah, that's his shtick, I guess, but, you know, it just seems kind of empty. It doesn't really seem like, oh no, he called it a cult? Oh, well, we just have to reevaluate everything about the RNC now. You know, it's not legitimate discourse. It's just really not.
And then there was a counter from Congresswoman Stefanik, who said the RNC has every right to take any action against Cheney and Kinzinger.
Well, sure. Of course they do. Of course they do. I mean, you have internal political issues that go along, that go on. You know, they're just trying to make hay out of it, basically. But I'll tell you one thing. It's not about the GOP. GOP is not, you know, fragmented, and it's not, you know, trying to put itself back together. It has no hope of being cohesive. It's the Democrats, Captain. It's the far left. It's the squad. Talk about a frenzy. You'll see that, and especially as we get to November and see just how bad it really is. Watch how they turn on their own and eat each other as fast as possible.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, New York State is set to drop their indoor mask mandate today.
Yeah, we've got it on the 15th. That's what they tell us. California. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. Coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel defended the organization's censure of GOP representatives Adam Kinzinger, and Liz Cheney. In an op-ed piece, McDaniel called out the media for what she called shameful and false coverage of the move. She also said Kinzinger and Cheney were, quote, handpicked by Nancy Pelosi to sit on the committee that exceeded its original purpose and morphed into investigating Republicans for the apparent offense of being Republican. The state of New York will repeal its indoor mask mandate on Wednesday as the number of infections has decreased. It's still unclear whether the governor will renew or drop the school mask mandate, which is set to expire in 2 weeks. Other states that also have Democratic governors, like New Jersey and California, have announced similar decisions this week. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Look at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
And we want to give a special shout out to our pal over in Germany, Maria. Hello to Maria in Germany. She's listening tonight, and we appreciate her. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow.com, all you got to do to take advantage of some great specials and great deals they got going on is to go to the homepage, MyPillow.com, and you'll see a little embossed link for radio listener specials. It's a page. You click on that, it opens up, and you will see insanely marked items with discounts of 50%, 67%, 75%, and you'll even see several things where you buy one, get one. Now, you want to get over there and take advantage of that, because the promo code CAPTAIN is what you'll use to get the better price, promo code CAPTAIN. That'll help you out. But if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, our governor down here, Ron DeSantis, is saying that it's total bunk what's coming out from the mainstream media trying to drive a wedge between him and former President Donald Trump, saying that his relationship has been strained. Well, it hasn't been strained. He wants to see if the Republicans are doing well, and that's what that's all about. And Donald Trump and he are, in my opinion, birds of a feather.
Well, certainly. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about just a little bit ago in terms of where the GOP is in terms of unity versus the Democrats. And, Captain, this kind of story is the kind of thing that you want to get out there, you want to put out there, be trying to make people think, uh-oh, it's not all happy, and DeSantis and Trump are at each other's throats, and it's not rosy, whatever it is, because anything to take away from the fact that the conversations that are going on right now at the White House, among the Biden Politburo, among Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, versus the Squad, et cetera, have got to be epic, you know, in terms of the fact that, you know, they see all this crumbling away, and that's where the story is. It's not about DeSantis and Trump. They're fine.
Now, before we go to the caller that we have on the line, I want to mention one thing here about one of my good friends and one of my favorite congressmen of all the congressmen everywhere, and that's Greg Stube from Florida, an Iraq war veteran, commissioned officer, went in as an infantry officer, and then after he did his time in the infantry, he transferred over to the JAG Corps and came out. And he's now an elected congressman working on his second term. But he said something yesterday about Mr. Swalwell, your pal out there in California. He said, Fang Fang compromised something really big. And it was so big that the only people that were briefed on it were the Gang of Eight. Then Congressman Stube said, why is Swalwell still on the Intel Committee?
Well, that question lands squarely at the doorstep of Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
She would be the one who could take him off that. But, Captain, talk about, I mean, just from what we know in the public sector,
yep.
We know what's happened with Feng Feng, right?
Yep.
And, of course, the Gang of Eight, they get briefed on these very, you know, classified intelligence matters, basically.
Yep.
But, yeah, Swalwell, you know, even the appearance without any other kind of investigation, at least the appearance, he should have been taken off the committee until such time as they felt that it was, that he was not compromised in some way. But, gosh golly gee, what do you think was going on with Feng Feng?
Pillow talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, but again, this is the kind of thing. This is what you do when you're trying to infiltrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go to the phone line. I think we have Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Captain. Hey, you know, you guys are hitting the nail on the head. You know, look here, you think Nancy Pelosi is dangerous. Take a look at Hakeem Jeffries. He is a sewer type guy.
That's
you
right.
know, he stinks. He is worse than her. We need to keep him out of there. Captain, give me 60 minutes on this. I want to run two quick things.
Seconds, not minutes, seconds.
Yeah, sure. Prime Minister of Canada now, Justin Trudeau, is joined at the hip with Barack Hussein Obama and President Biden. Now, truckers in Canada, do not stop the movement. The only thing the enemy understands is when you build a fire up under his ass. Now, truckers, you have more power than Justin Trudeau and President Biden put together. The second thing I want to say is, Captain, could you and Kyle expound on the breaking news from Sean Hannity last night at Fox News concerning a powerful Israeli spyware system that takes total control of your phone, including your camera? Now, Hannity exposed FBI head Christopher Wray purchasing this high-tech spyware from Israel to use on us citizens. Now, America, I told you a long time ago, Christopher Wray is a devilish American, and I mean it today. This is Joe Biden's plan to crush dissenting thoughts for good from the Republicans. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I know what Telly's talking about there with the phone system, and I think you do too, don't you, Kyle?
Yeah, it's a group called it's a company called NSO Group, I think, out of Israel.
Yep.
And the FBI was testing that software, and they recently upped their license, as it were, in order to continue with it. But yes, it's they say it's really the mother of all spyware programs that can record your conversations even when, you know, you're not engaging with your cell phone.
Well, I understand why Israel has it because, of course, of all the different Arab groups that are around and the terrorist groups and whatnot, and they want to hone in on some of those conversations. With us, it would just simply be snooping on people that don't adhere to the policies of the incumbents or whoever it happens to be in the White House.
Right. Right. So it is a very interesting story, and I'm glad that Elliot mentioned it, because certainly, as we saw before, now just, you know, and not all that long ago, you had spying on the Trump campaign, for example. So any of those kinds of things that is turned against Americans, or how about this, going after a journalist, for example.
Well,
these kinds of things the American people want no part of.
Well, let's throw something out there because this is actually going to happen. In pursuing a manufactured crisis going into the 2022 midterm elections, Mr. Biden's U.S. Department of Homeland Security has set the stage in declaring a heightened terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives, misinformation, and conspiracy theories over some big-time hacking that's about to take place from the Russians.
Right. Well, that, Captain, also they've set the stage as well. You know, will you accept the midterm election results as legitimate? Well, it depends, right?
Yeah.
What Biden said the other day. So they're already setting the stage for these kinds of things. This is the only way that they can figure that they can, you know, create an issue because they see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, and unfortunately, folks, the U.S. Senate published a new report revealing that as many as 9,000 American citizens were abandoned in Afghanistan during the disastrous pullout last August. When Denise Simon comes on in the next hour, we are going to talk about that. That is a disgrace of immense proportions, and the American people need to know about this.
Well, Captain, you know, we hear the word impeachment, and we know what a strong word that is, what a high bar that is. 9,000 American citizens abandoned behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
Well, do the math.
And we knew it.
No joke.
And we knew it.
Yeah, that's right. And what did Biden know, and how did they do this? Why, this is the kind of thing that can unite the country to say something is devilishly wrong here.
The guy has to go, and everybody that was involved in that has to go along with him.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Donna
Fiducia. And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
and the Family Stone. We had a duel tonight with Sly and the Family Stone. That one's called Everyday People. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yeah, I like that one. Back from 1968, I think, was when it was first released.
Yeah, and that was back when they were doing two-minute records.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was the standard back in the
day. Try that today. Now they're what, 10 minutes long or longer?
Well, they can be. In fact, it was Elton John back in the mid-1970s. He broke what they call the four-minute single, I think, with Philadelphia Freedom, and that was a big, you know, really raised eyebrows back then.
All right, let me talk a little bit about the weather here, then give it over to you. Unseasonable heat out there in California through Sunday could result in some widespread record high temperatures. Now, periods of mixed rain and snow expected across the northern plains into the Great Lakes. We've got snow starting up at the upper part of Michigan right now, and also Wisconsin, I might add. And we've got some snow kicking in up there in upstate New York. So, take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have a pretty quiet map out west tonight. We do have some high wind watches up in northern Montana. This is going to be in the Great Falls area north of there, up to about the Canadian border, including Browning, Cutbank, and also Chester as well. So be careful up there if you're going to be have a high-profile vehicle. But we're also tracking a dense fog advisory, Captain. This along Interstate 5 in the state of Oregon, starting about Eugene and going to a little bit south of Portland. So you got a dense fog advisory there on Interstate 5. Possible wind advisory here in Southern California, and, of course, unseasonably warm temperatures up into the high 80s over the next few days.
Wow. Well, you know, we've got some weather over to the east. I'll get over to it right now because there's not really much of anything going on today in the Rockies in that area. But we do have in the upper peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin, we've got some weather that's developing now. It looks like there's going to be some snow up there, as well as upstate New York, as well as along Lake Erie, possibly in the Toledo area. And we're going to have some changeable conditions, if you will, in Massachusetts and Vermont, in the northern part of Connecticut. And we've also got some snow that's going away now, way, way, way up in the northeastern corner of Maine. That'll be gone by probably daylight. And we do have some fog along the East Coast right now to speak about. We have the Jersey and Delaware and Maryland and Virginia down to Chesapeake Bay. We have areas of patchy fog there. And then we've got some unsettled weather conditions across the central part of South Carolina, North Carolina, with some fog starting to show up right now down there around Wilmington, North Carolina, and around Norfolk. And I will say that we do have some areas where we could have some freezing drizzle again tonight, right from about Wilmington, North Carolina, over to Interstate 95, and then on down to Savannah area and over to the west a little bit, about maybe 25, 30 miles off the interstate. Now, don't forget that along the Gulf, we have some areas of fog tonight, patchy fog from Mississippi over towards New Orleans, and then we do have some areas of patchy fog right now along the Galveston, Texas side, on down to the bottom, McAllen and Brownsville. So, Kyle, what do you think?
It's a lot going on, that's for sure, yeah.
And you're going to have your air conditioner running out there, which means your power bill will be high again, right?
Power bill will be high, and hopefully they won't have brownouts, rolling blackouts or anything because people start turning their air conditioners back on. I don't know how the heck everybody would charge your electric car at the same time at this point anyway.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, check him out, and see all the different things he's got going over there. Okay, now we have on the telephone line from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I'm going to start out with Joe Biden telling everybody yesterday that it would be wise for Americans other than essential diplomats to leave the Ukraine amidst the Russian military threat.
Yep. And they have troops over there. So, you know, what are those rules of engagement, and what are we doing for their protection? So
now, it looks like as if, and again, we were setting up yesterday some of our equipment, and I've heard a couple of little smidgens of who might be there in terms of the electronic boys and the computer and the cybersecurity folks that are over there, because the cat was let out of the bag, whether intentional or not, that Russia plans on trying to cyber attack everybody in the Ukraine, regardless of who they are or what they are.
We do have experts that are in government and have been hired outside government for those very things. This is, you know, Ukraine has been preparing for this for a long time. Let's not forget, they have been at war already since 2014. You know, these hostilities have already killed, I think, around 14,000 Ukrainians, both military and civilians. A lot of people seem to keep forgetting that whole fact. The other piece is Russia has pretty much taken over Belarus, and they're working to take over Serbia. The Biden administration, you know, I don't think has taken this thing as seriously as I think it needs to. So it's not a good condition by any stretch.
No, and we'll see what happens here with everything that's coming forth, because right now we've got the Navy. Their Navy is moving ships around, doing their drilling, and we've got the nuclear bombers that flew into Belarus. They were up in the air again yesterday on some sort of training mission. There's a lot of variables here, and everybody's just kind of shaking their head going, boy, when's it going to stop?
Well, it's not.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And you can go over there and check out all the different things that is on her website. And we will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.